Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
I came early this time.
今天我来的比较早。
Because I was informed that you have changed your meeting times.
因为我知道你们改了这个敬拜的时间。
And this is the first time I have sat in the Lord's Supper with you.
这也是我第一次与你们在一起在主的桌前。
I don't know any better preparation than participation in the Lord's Supper to prepare a heart to hear from the Lord.
我想我们最好的预备在主的桌前的时候就是听见主的话。
And there have been times in the past at the Lord's Supper when he has spoken to me.
也真是很多次在这个 主的秉杯面前的时候，主他亲自对我说话。
In a way that he could get through to the heart, because the heart was prepared.
因为我们当我们准备好我们心的时候，他的话就能够进入我们的心。
And the songs you sang, we sang this morning, Come Lord Jesus, Maranatha, those are real invitations to the Lord to come when you're ready and help us get ready.
今天早上我们唱的诗歌，主啊，你盼望你快来的时候 ，Maranatha， 也就是一个邀请，邀请我们的主，快快的来。
I want to thank you for praying for me when I got COVID, back to back, two Augusts in a row.
我也感谢你们为我在得了这个 COVID 期间我是两次了哈，都是在八月份。 两次得这个 COVID 的期间，你为我们的祷告。Our
family goes to Bible camp every year in August, and twice now I have gotten COVID during the camp.
因为我们家每年都是八月份的时候去这个叫圣经营，圣经的夏令营，但是这两次我们都得了这个叫新冠。
There were 150 of us, grandparents, children, grandkids, and no masks.
我们有150人，我们有做爷爷奶奶的，然后我们有做孙儿孙女的，我们都没有戴口罩。I
had my shots, but no mask.
我虽然打了预防针，但是我没有戴口罩。So
what did I learn? I learned that even Christians carry COVID.
我学到了什么呢？我说就是基督徒也会得这个新冠病。The
rain falls on the just and the unjust.
我们人这个雨落在这个义人，也落在不义的人身上。And
COVID falls on Christians and non-Christians.
当然这个新冠病也会基督徒也会得，不是基督徒也会得。I
let my guard down, and so I paid a price.
因为我放松警惕，这就是我要付的代价。But
I'm really glad to be here, and thank you, Jonathan, for covering for me when I could not come.
我非常感恩我这次能够来到您大家当中。上次我不能来的时候，我们感谢我们的彭弟兄，他来代替我在这里讲信息。Brothers
and sisters, when you think about how persistent God is in coming towards you, coming at you, coming to you, when you think of how he doesn't quit, then you should understand that he is the great shepherd who is tracking you down.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们好好想一想，我们的主，他是我们的神，他是这样子坚持的，他不妥协的，来一次一次的寻找你，一次次的来到你的面前。And
if he left us alone completely to our own designs and plans and educational paths, we would end up without a savior, with no sins forgiven, and we would be in a dead end life.
如果不是神来这样子一次一次的来拯救我们，影响我们，让我们只好我们做自己的事情，我们自己的计划，按照我们的计划行，或者按照我们自己想要受的教育这样行的话，我们不会，我们的罪不会得到赦免，我们也不会得到救恩。So
on my heart, I believe God has put a strong series of messages that he's unfolding about lost and recovered, lost and found, and the God who seeks after the lost. Those messages are coming to me, and I hope to share them with you in the future.
因为神这段时间一直给我这样的负担，在我的心里，就是要把一个失丧、失落和寻回、找回的这样的信息啊，一系列的信息放在我心上。我也盼望我也能够和大家一起分享这样的信息。
And if we put the first outline up, brother, if we, yeah, please.
我们打开啊，第一个这个我们的提纲哈，讲的提纲。
Okay, is there one more before that?
在这个前面啊，还有一，在这个这一页的前面。
Okay, 可以。Okay, good, good, good. I'm sorry. The outline, very good. See, Jesus didn't have technology; he didn't have to worry.
Hallelujah.
There was no power outage with him.
那个时候，在那个时代，没有什么断电。
Yeah, his tools never went down and lost. Okay. So, brothers, so the parables of lost and recovered, there are three large parables, and they're found in Luke chapter 15.
我们讲到那个比喻的时候，有三个比喻，讲了失落和找回，在这个里面总共讲了三个这样的比喻。
Yeah, and last time we reviewed that, I did Luke 15:1-7, and we're going to move from 15:1-7 into 5:8, and then make the application there. So, you can be seated now. I'll have you stand later, okay? But let's look at Luke 15, and I'll read the English, and you can join me. 15:1-7, and let's do.
让我们一起现在来读哈那个路加福音，我们是15:1-7，你们可以坐着，我们就这样子读。
Okay. Let's do 15:1-7 out loud, okay? I'll do that first. Chapter 15. Now all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near him to listen to him. Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, "This man receives sinners and he eats with them." So he told them this parable, saying, "What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." Okay?
下面我们一起用中文来念15:1-7。众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲话。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说，你们中间谁有100只羊，失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着了？找着了，就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上，回到家里，或请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，交比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
Okay, so that hopefully that's familiar with you, and we're building today's message on top of 15:1-7, and the idea of lost and found. Many Americans lose personal items like keys and cell phones and glasses, and even loose change.
我们今天哈，我们要在这个我们刚才读的15:1-7的这个基础上面，我们要继续讲这个失落和找回。那么在美国人哈，我们这里我们常常会丢掉我们自己的东西，我们包括电话哈，我们手机，我们 还有钥匙哈，要钥匙我们还有一些零钱，我们也会掉掉。
And searching for lost items devours an average of 2.5 days a year, or 60 hours a year, looking for things that we have lost.
所以我们失去东西，我们要花的时间去找回来的时间，那平均起来哈，统计去讲，我们一年大概要花了两天半的时间，或者说是60个小时啊，60个小时，我们花在这个去寻找我们丢失的东西上面。
And some of you are nodding. Yep, that's true. That's true.
大概当中有人点头说，哎，是真的啊。
When I'm searching for something that's lost, my thoughts are not the best.
当我要去找丢掉东西的时候，我这个头脑哈不管用。
If I speak out loud, my language is not the best.
我如果讲我的自己的语言还可以。
And I'm irritated that I missed something or forgot something.But here I am, and I'm looking for something I've lost again.
有的时候我要找什么东西，我忘掉了，实在是很苦恼。但是这个时候，就要花时间去找。
An average car driver in Seattle, Everett, Bellevue area, driving at peak times, loses 58 hours due to delays.
在西雅图地区，我们如果开车的人哈，我们在这个高峰的时候，我们会失去大概延缓的话58个小时。
Oh, they're with us. They're with us. That's good. In 2023, Seattle ranked 10th worst traffic jams among the U.S. cities and 15th slowest traffic in the U.S.
西雅图在2023年，它的排行哈最糟的这个交通是排行第十，然后呢最慢的哈，它的速度最慢的是排行第十五。
And I'm sure when you're in that traffic and irritated, your thoughts are not the best ever.
我相信你在这个在重要的交通的情况下，你大概一方面也是不耐烦，另外一方面你的思想可能也是不是那么好用了。
Now some driving time that's lost, you can listen to the radio or your tools or your recordings, your voice recordings, and you can get some benefit. That's true.
有的时候你虽然好像在这个堵在这个交通当中，但是你如果可以听一些收音机或者一些这个CD 啊这些录音的话，你可以回来得到稍微补偿一点你失去的时间。
But what I see when I drive and people are delayed.I see a lot of anxiousness, especially at the airport, dropping people off or picking them up. Very nervous, quick darting in and out, anxious, beeping the horn. And I see that in drivers because they're delayed or they're losing time in getting where they want to get to.
我也看到我们的在这个交通有堵塞的情况下，特别是在我们到飞机场的时候，我看到很多的人真是在里面非常的不安哈，在想办法在这里窜来窜去换道因为他们时间会被耽误了。
In Jeremiah 50 verses 6 through 7, God says that His people, the Israelites, have become lost sheep.
在耶利米书里面讲50章里面讲到。神说我的民我的民走散了。
Sometimes their shepherds or leaders or pastors have not taken care of them sometimes and they've gone astray.
因为有的时候是长老也好或者他牧人也好他们没有好好的来牧养他神的子民的时候他的神他的子民就开始走偏。
But God's chosen people always have their own free wills to use, and being self-centered, they sin and they stray away from God's shepherding care. You've seen it, I've seen it, we've done it.
有的时候也是因为自己哈，因为我们是有自由意志，有的时候我们选用这样的形式，他不愿意来被神所来牧养的时候，他们就使自己走偏。
When sheep wander away, predators like wolves and wild beasts and even human thieves can steal, capture, kill, and devour them. So straying has some dangers involved.
当这些羊如果它走迷的时候，这个时候啊非常的危险，像那狼还有一些野兽啊，包括一些人也会来偷啊偷这个羊。
Sheep are the most frequently mentioned animals in the Bible with about 400 references to sheep.
因为讲到羊的时候，在圣经里面有四百多次提到这个羊。
And the Lord is saying very often, His people and people are like sheep. They often stray. They go away from the shepherd. And they do it because they choose, because they're self-centered.
所以耶和华也常常形容他的民像羊一样的走迷。
You saw in the pandemic, people interrupted their patterns with church, and some started to stray. And sometimes we don't know where our friends went. We have no idea. They strayed, and I hope that they are back in God's fold. But people stray.
我们人也是一样也常常会走偏在这个瘟疫期间我们也看到教会里面也有许多的还没有回来，我们也盼望他们能够回来。
So you also have 100 references to shepherds, both diligent shepherds and negligent shepherds. 100 references to shepherds, 400 references to sheep. So it's the 1-4 ratio.
所以也讲到圣经里面也有100次提到这个牧人有好的牧人也有烂的牧人。
And Isaiah 53 insists, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way.
以赛亚书53章里面也讲到，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
Sheep and humans can harm themselves by excessive pride and self-assertion to get their own ways. And that sure sounds like us sometimes.
我们讲到羊还有和我们人很类似哈，有的时候我们实在是过度的骄傲或者自信以致让我们自己的主张的时候我们常常把自己就放到了一个非常受伤害的地步是不是这个也提醒着大家，是不是也有同样的经历？
And when an authentic shepherd, and incidentally, there were shepherdesses, there were women too who were shepherds, so it wasn't just men. When an authentic shepherd searches for a sheep that has drifted into dangerous territory, a real shepherd will search until he or she finds that lost sheep.
如果一个真实的牧人的话，里面也有男的或者女的也是有好牧人的话，他是会去寻找这个失散的这个羊。那么真实的这个牧人的话，他会不妥协不放弃，一直会去寻找。
In this scripture, the rescue mission is successful. Therefore, the shepherd lifts the rescued sheep. He puts the sheep on his back. He holds the feet down so he can walk, and then he returns home, and he calls his friends and his neighbors over to rejoice and to celebrate. It's a successful search mission. May have taken days, but you put that sheep around and you bring it back.
这里我们刚才读的话就讲到，这个他失去的羊，他找回来是成功的哈，他成功虽然可能要花几天的时间，但是他确确实实找到了其实扛在他的肩上回到了家里。
Now if you find that the sheep is dead and maybe torn up by wolves or something, then you have to bring that carcass back to prove that you didn't sell that sheep to a friend. Or you didn't go black market. You found the sheep, and they knew the sheep by name, so sheep don't look alike to the shepherd. They know their sheep, so they pick that up even if it's dead, and they bring it back to prove they didn't steal it.
牧人的话也是一样，虽然这个如果这个羊它已经死了，但是你要把它的尸体背回来，要证明你是去寻找了你没有去把它给卖掉。
Here comes the main thrust. Now, Luke 15:7 records Jesus celebrating when he says, I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous who don't think they need repentance.
在这里第七节的时候，就是我们主耶稣要特别告诉我们的，说我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，交比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
So, verse 8, God rejoices, his heart rejoices when one lost sinner is restored. There is great rejoicing in heaven and in his heart and among the angels.
我们讲到就一个世上的人悔改，在神的面前和他的天使面前都是有大喜乐。
Repentance is very important in order to turn back to God and enter into a peaceful relationship because our sins are forgiven. God rejoices and waits with open arms and his costly grace and wants a person to turn from their own ways and turn back to him.
应该悔改对于我们能够回头的人来讲是非常的重要，因为神，我们的神哈，他在伸开的双臂在欢迎这个悔改找回来的人，他们他的罪哈，也因着他的悔改神要来赦免他的一切的罪，也用并赐给他最最昂贵的恩典来使他得治愈。
Okay, now I'm going to read Acts 17:30. Can you say Acts 17:30?
我们讲就使徒行传17:30.
This is about repentance, Acts 17:30. And if you have people that you love and they need to turn to the Lord, it's an era where we need to warn them and caution them about staying on a path that moves away from God.
如果你有你所爱的人的时候，你特别是也要跟他来，看到他有走偏或者失落的时候，要特别来警告他，来劝解他，要来悔改。
They may not like you telling them that they need to repent. So a relationship with them that's real and honest and ongoing is really important for you to stick around after you've delivered a warning, or warnings, plural.
当然你这样他们有可能不愿意听你叫他们要悔改，但是要跟他们的关系这是非常的重要，能够一直保持警戒他们。
Acts 17:30 says this. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. God has given proof of this to all men by raising Jesus from the dead. Acts 17:30.
讲到使徒行传17:30，说世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。这然后31节，是因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他，就是耶稣基督，从死里复活，可以给万人做可信的凭据。
In the past, God overlooked, and now he's commanding, not suggesting, commanding everybody in the world to turn to him. And to prove it, he raised Jesus from the dead. And that's the proof that he is serious about the judgment day, which every person who's ever lived will face him on that day.
所以神过去他并不鉴察，但如今因着主耶稣已经来到，他要各处各国世界上全部的人都要悔改，要来到他审判的日子的时候，我们都要来面对神。
Be careful with the term day. Day is not necessarily confined to 24 hours as we understand it.
我们特别讲到他所定的这个日子哈，并不是我们常规上面我们所自己所想象的什么样的时间。
On the day of judgment, no one will be able to avoid meeting Jesus who has the authority for their destination. Nobody gets away.
我们到那天，到了那天审判的日子的时候，我们没有一个人可以来避开我们主耶稣的。
True believers, true people who put Jesus, who trust him as Savior and forgiver of sins, those Christians, those followers, will not face judgment, as I understand it, for hell, but will be in a situation called an awards time.
我所理解的是，我们如果真正的基督徒是确实在依靠主，在主里的，在审判的日子的时候，他们是要得奖赏，而不是要下地狱去。
And he will award his followers, you can see scriptures on that, how he wants to award them for the way that they lived.
因为圣经里面也讲到，根据他们在地上是怎样的生活的时候，来怎样的奖赏他们。
But those people who heard the offers of God or chose not to want him in their lives during their lifetime, they have no sins forgiven, they have a problem now. And if they did not want God in their lives or Christ, it seems that he's going to honor that request and let them have what they wanted, which was not to be with you, God. So they are dismissed somewhere else. And you know where that someone else, what the Bible, right? You know where that somewhere else is, right? Revelation says it's called hell. And I'm just telling you what looks like the scenario that's coming up.
所以对那些还没有信主的时候没有信主的在神的面前的时候，神也尊重他们的选择让他们能够去到他们所应当所去的地方启示录里面说到那个地方就是地狱。
I have friends, I have some family, I have some classmates who think when they die on earth,It's lights out, and there's no accountability. It's just lights are out.
我有一些朋友也有一些同学我们他认为他们认为我们人死就如灯灭一样，没有了。
They do not know that it's not lights out. It is accountable time, and they will be standing to hear the judgment on where their destination is forever.
因为实际上我们不是人死好像如灯灭实际上我们会有一个去处那个去处是永远的去处
But that's why Jesus is the most important person who ever lived because he has been given the authority by his father in heaven and on earth he has all authority he has all the power to take care of us and decideHow we lived and where he's going to send us or where we're going to go. He has that power. He didn't usurp it. He didn't steal it. He didn't win the election. He has been elected. He is the one who has all power in heaven. He is the most terrifying figure who ever lived, but he's also the most gracious savior who ever lived.
So, 主耶稣他是唯一的一个在我们这个世上他是所有的权柄天上地上的所有权柄都是归他的他不需要来靠着选举来得到他本身就是一个有全能大能的一个人
Brothers and sisters, do not underestimate who Jesus Christ is. Don't do that.
我们一定弟兄姐妹们我们一定不要轻忽我们主耶稣他的地位他的权柄
I'm trying to live often now in the four Gospels,So that I keep reading, I keep walking with the Lord, listening to him speak, watching him do miracles, watching his, I'm trying to saturate myself in the life of Christ because he is going to be the most important person ahead for me. I'm a believer, so I do not believe he's going to send me to hell, but he will evaluate my life. I'm getting ready for that.
因为主耶稣他是非常的重要。是在我现在的一生当中，也是我常常的去读这个四福音看主耶稣听主耶稣所讲的话，包括他所行的行迹让我这个人完全的浸泡在浸泡在主耶稣的话语里面，他的作为里面因为他实在是一个我们没有一个人可以轻看的这样的主。
So who was Jesus speaking to? Who was his audience in this parable?
我们刚才在读的时候，主耶稣他是在对于谁说话呢？
Okay, he's speaking to a mixed group, and the group includes this, Pharisees, tax collectors, law experts, and then another group of people who these three groups, they won't sit down and have a meal with them. They're sinners, they're bad, they're lawbreakers, they're impure. So you have two groups listening to Jesus, and that's why, rather than argue with him, he tells them this parable about the lost sheep and the lost coin and the prodigal son.
主耶稣他是对待这个许多里面的人里面可以分成两大类，一类是法利赛人，还有法利赛人税吏，还有是那个律法师律法师，然后还有另外一批人的罪人，我们说还有违法乱纪的人。
Jesus will sit down with sinners and have a meal with them, be with them. He will do this. The professionals will not do this.
我们讲到主耶稣他愿意和这些罪人坐在一起吃饭，但是那些我们前面讲到这些专业人员做 professional， 他们不会像耶稣这样的与罪人一起吃饭。
Some of the Jewish teachings taught that repentance for the guilty had to do penance. They had to do things before they could be given forgiveness by the Father. They had to do stuff before they could be forgiven. That was some of their positions. You gotta do stuff, then you get forgiven.
我们按照犹太教的教义的话，然后我们要得到赦免的话，一定你自己要做什么，做一些事情才能够得回这样的赦免。
Listen to this thinking. Some Pharisees said, there is joy before God when those who provoke him, make him angry, when they perish from the world, that gives God joy. Is that true?
我们来看一下这个法利赛人怎么说的哈。他说，如果是这些惹怒上帝发怒的人从世界上灭亡的时候，那是在神的面前是有欢喜的。
So if you're lost and you know that you have to do stuff before God forgives you and that he's really happy when you perish, do you want to talk to those folks? Do you want to have counsel from the spiritual counseling from them?
如果你听到了，你是说你如果是世上的人，你一定要做一些事情然后才能得到赦免，要不然的话你是那个就是从这个世上灭亡的时候神会很高兴，你愿意听到讲这样的信息的人吗？你愿意跟他们在一起吗？
So the people in the crowd who are lost, when they hear that God rejoices over one who's lost, they are hearing a striking message that Jesus forgives sins, and the Pharisees and the tax collectors and scribes, they want punishment for you before you ever get forgiveness.Big contrast.
所以我们讲到主耶稣他所传的福音是讲到一个世上的人，一个罪人悔改，在神和他的天使面前都是有大的喜乐大的喜乐，而不是说像这些犹太人所说的是你在从这个世界上面你灭亡的时候在神的面前有喜乐。
Who do you think people who are lost wanted to be with?
所以你想象看我们这些失落的世上的人他们想跟谁在一起呢？
Okay, so we go now to the lost theme again. This one's fresh. Luke 15, 8 through 10. Very powerful. It's just three verses, and it's on the lost coin.
所以我们下面就会继续到第八节到第十节，是讲到失去了钱财失去的钱这个比喻。
I'll read it in English. Join me if you wish, and then in Mandarin. Verse 8. Or what woman, if she has 10 silver coins and loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it. When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, I have found the coin which I had lost." In the same way, I tell you, There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who turns back, who repents and turns back to God.
好，下面我们用中文来念第八节到第十节，总共就三节。或是一个妇人有十块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细地找，直到找着吗？找着了，就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说：我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
This woman has lost 10% of her silver.
这个妇人她失去了10%的钱。
Her silver, she's lost some buying power because she can't find her silver.
如果她不能找回这个丢掉的这个钱的话，她就失去了10%的她的购买力。
But what she knows is it's inside my house.
但是她确实知道这个丢掉的钱。应该是在他家里面。
It's not in the bushes or in the canyons or in the forest. It's in my house, so I've narrowed the search area to my house.
他知道他的钱财不会丢失在草丛里面或者山谷或者是森林里面。
So she chooses to light a lamp. Some say that she must be very poor comparatively because peasant homes then had no windows.And a very low door. So she has to start looking around the house. She probably doesn't have windows, no daylight. So she lights a lamp. Smart lady.
但这个妇人她可能还上面写到她必须要点着灯来去找这个钱。有人说有可能她住的房子就是非常的破烂哈，没有窗啊，也没有门的没有非常低的门的，所以那个太阳的光哈，那个日光不大容易进来，所以她还要点着灯。不过她是很聪明。
Okay, so she's smart. She lights a lamp, starts looking. Then, she sweeps the house. She vacuums the house. She's sweeping and she gets rid of some dirt and dust and maybe objects are hiding the silver. But she starts cleaning her house.
刚才讲到这里，她点了灯，然后她也开始打扫房屋也是可能要把一些东西可能搬开，把这灰尘掸掉，有可能这些东西盖住了这个丢失的钱。
When we have guests over in our home, by agreement, I vacuum the living room.
Okay? 当我们家里面有客人的话，按照我们家里的规定呢，我是要吸尘这个客厅的，我是要客厅吸尘是属于我的。
So my wife doesn't have to sweep the area that the guests are going to be in. I'm the guy with the vacuum cleaner, okay?
所以我们客人不去的地方，我们我的妻子是不需要去做，但是那个客人要来到的地方是我的责任，把它清干净。
If I invite, I vacuum.
如果是我邀请人来，我要去吸尘。
If my wife invites, I vacuum.
如果是我太太她邀请来的客人。也是我去吸尘。
Sometimes I'm a happy vacuumer, sometimes I am not a happy vacuumer.
有的时候我很非常的高兴你去在这里清扫吸尘，但有的时候我不是那么高兴。
This lady's going to clean up so that she can find her lost silver.
所以这个妇人她是在这里把屋子清干净她为的是能够找到她丢失的钱。
Now she's not going to quit searching.Until she finds it, she's going to keep rolling until she finds it. It's in the house somewhere.
她这个妇人，她会一直的寻找，一直要她找到。她知道一定在这个房子里面的什么地方。
And when she finds it, she's thinking win-win. I'm going to invite friends, the neighborhood. Everybody's going to win when I find it, because I now have some buying power, and the community is going to get some of that buying power.
所以当她找到的时候，她知道这个是双赢。不但他自己购买力又回来了，又增加了，而且能够帮助这个社区地方大家都得利。
Now, brother, I'm not going to preach a message today upon too many things that we own. I'm not going to do that. Okay?
我弟兄姐妹们，我今天在这里讲，我不是想我们有太多的东西。
How many of you think you have too many things in your house?
我们当中有没有大家觉得你已经有太多的东西了？
Every city I go to, almost everyone has storage bins for hire. It's almost the first thing you see when you drive into a city, storage bins, because Americans generally have lots of stuff.
好多城市我去的话，都每个城市都能看到，我们有这个像放那个物件的仓库哈，这是仓库，因为美国人实在是东西太多。
I'd like to preach that message, but I won't because of the time.
但我想要讲这方面，但是我想因为时间的关系，我今天不会。
Notice, the woman admits it's her fault.
我们知道这个妇人她丢掉了钱，她自己知道是她自己的错。
Sometimes when I lose something or can't find it, I'll say, "Dear, I'm looking for my wife to see if she lost it." And that's not what this woman's not saying. I want somebody to blame. She's saying, "I lost this. I'm searching. I'm going to search till I find it. I'm not going to blame anybody."
这个妇人她不像我哈，她知道是自己的错啊，不像我有的时候我丢失了什么东西，我在问亲爱的。希望这个是他丢失了这些我要找的东西。
And she expects to find it and then call people in to celebrate what was lost. She found it.
当他在这个持续的坚持的在这找的时候，找到了之后，他就请大家一起来跟他一起来庆祝。
So Proverbs 20 verse 27 says, "The Lord's lamp sheds light on a person's life, searching the innermost parts." God's lamp and his light has searched your lives and has searched my lives, and he can find out where the innermost parts of our lives really live. There are no hidden secrets in our lives from the Lord. You know that. He can read your heart. He can read my heart. He can read our minds.
在我们人的心里哈，我们没有任何的地方是可以隐瞒神的。那么也是在箴言27节里面讲到，我们人的灵是神的灯它可以鉴察人的心腹。
Okay, brother, I want you to stand now, please, and stretch a little bit.
We're gonna 希望大家一起能够起立，我们可以稍微伸一伸懒腰。
Don't leave.
我们不要离开。
Mark 14:1-11 is the application now.And I want to read the English, and then you do the manner, then I'll bring the application, and then you will merrily go home.
下面我们要读马可福音，我们要从十四章。
Mark 14:1-11.
马可福音十四章，我们从第一节到第十一节。
Now the Passover and unleavened bread were 2 days away.And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to seize him by stealth and kill him. For they were saying, not during the festival, otherwise there might be a riot of the people. While he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume of pure nard, and she broke the vial.And poured it on his head. But some were indignantly remarking to one another, "Why has this perfume been wasted? For this perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii and the money given to the poor." And they were scolding her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you bother her? She has done a good deed for me. For you always have the poor with you.And whenever you wish, you can do good to them, but you do not always have me. What she has done, she has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial. Truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will be spoken of in memory of her.Yeah, okay, that's enough. 1-9 is fine.
我们到我们一起来用中文读，从十四章的第一节读到第九节就可以了。好，我们开始。过两天是逾越节，又是除酵节，祭司长和文士想法子怎么用诡计捉拿耶稣，上他直说，当节日的日，恐怕百姓生乱。 耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶智慧的生拿的香膏，拿破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人心中很不喜悦，说：“何用这样枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。”他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上所做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以。只是你们不常有我，他所做的是尽他所能的。他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天下之下，无论在什么地方传着福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。”
Good， 请坐。
非常好，请坐。
Okay. I'm in the application time now from this passage here.
And 下面我是在讲到我们的应用。
I want to give you a true story.
我要给你一个真实的故事。
10 days ago, I had a birthday.
10天前，我过了生日。
Our family always, when we celebrate birthday, we always cook rice, cook jiaozi, and then we call our favorite Chinese restaurant to order the food.
所以我们家的传统，过生日的时候总是我们会准备有米饭，然后还有饺子，然后还要打电话到中国餐馆去订一些菜。
The Chinese restaurant, which I will not name, is 5 minutes away.
我们去订这家餐馆，但我不会告诉你名字哈，只有5分钟的路程。
We always do this on a birthday.
我总是在生日的时候会这样做。
My two grandsons, one's turning 15 next month, Caleb, 11 and a half. They get in the back seat, and my son drives, and Grandpa goes in to pick up the Chinese food in big bag.
所以我有两个孙子哈，一个15岁，还有一个11岁半的Caleb， 就是加勒。我们坐在车，他们坐在车后，我们开着车到那个餐馆去，拿着大包的这个中餐回来。
Everybody has a favorite dish in that bag.
在这个大的袋子里面，每一个人都有他喜欢的一个点的菜。
No fighting.
我们互相之间不需要争。
Picture this: the boys in the back seat, one comes in with a Uzi, picks up the big bag, goes back to the back seat, and they roll the windows up. They roll the windows up, and they go, for 5 minutes, they're smelling Chinese food as we drive home.
可以想象这样子一幅图画哈，当着这两个孙子，拿着这个一大包的这个中餐的时候，回到坐在这个车的座位后面，他们把窗给摇起来哈，关紧了。这五分钟回家的路程上面，一直在闻这个香喷喷的。中国餐的味道。
This is our tradition.
这是我们的传统。
No McDonald's.
不是，我们不是去麦当劳。
By the time we get home, they are so, they're so hungry that there's no arguing, and we can hardly wait to get to our favorite dish.
所以当他们回到家的时候，他们可以被这个香喷喷的中餐。使得他们都饿了哈，他们之间互相没有任何争吵，就准备去来进餐了啊。
When our grandsons get older, they may not want to go, but they'll be waiting at home for the food. Yeah, but anyhow, that's okay.
当我们那个慢慢长大之后，他们可能不一定会跟我一起去，但是在家里面等待了。
Because it's my birthday, everybody has to wait for the cake and then open presents, right? You have to wait.
当然，我们在生日的时候，我们总会需要一个等待，我们来吃蛋糕的时间，打开礼物的时间。
As soon as I get to the door, the youngest one, Caleb, comes and he's holding a package and he really wants me to open the package. He wants me to open the birthday present. He wants me to do it now. And he knows he has to wait, so he just wants me to get in there and look at the present. Okay? Picture it.
当我走到这个房间里面来的时候，我的小的孙子叫嘉乐哈，他是迫不及待的啊，他要把他的这个礼物哈要来给我，他要我现在就要打开。
This boy knows that I'm hard person to buy for because I don't really need a lot of stuff. I don't need clothes and I don't need toys. I don't need stuff. Really hard to buy for Grandpa. Very hard.
因为他知道啊，嘉乐知道啊，你要到外面去买什么东西。给他的爷爷的话，这是非常非常难，因为他不需要任何的东西，包括衣服啊什么，没有什么他是需要的。
So, for two days in his art class, he starts designing from his mind something for me because he knows I can't buy this in a store. He knows that. Okay. So he designed 2 days, let the paint dry, come back, check it, and then he's ready for me to open his gift to Grandpa. He is.Eager to bless me.
在这里啊，这幅画就是啊，嘉乐他自己花了两天的时间啊，这个艺术作品的花了两天时间。那么他也就是把这个他的画啊，来给他的爷爷。他真是那个时候要来给的时候啊，刚才讲到 eager 啊 blessing 的时候，就是迫不及待啊，要把这个东西来献给他啊，赠送给他的爷爷。
He knows I'm probably going to say, Caleb, thank you. He knows I'm probably going to praise him for his good work. He knows that, okay?
因为嘉乐知道我当我看到这幅画的时候，一定我会非常的赞扬他。
That's not why he's giving it to me.
但是他并不是因为我要赞扬他，他才给我这样的礼物。
He is giving it to me because of our relationship.
他给我是因为我们之间的关系。
He's eager.To bless me.
他是这样的要迫不及待的要来赠送给我这个礼物。
And this woman in Mark 14 is not named, but we know from the other gospel, it's Mary again, the one who chose to sit at Jesus' feet. It's Mary again. She chose to sit at his feet rather than chop vegetables in the kitchen, as her sister Martha did.
马可福音这里我们讲到了这位妇女哈，虽然在这十四章的时候没有讲她的名字，但我们知道讲的是玛利亚，也是那位坐在主耶稣脚前听他讲到的那位不是在厨房里面忙忙碌碌的。
God bless the Marthas. We need the Marthas, or we wouldn't be eating, right?
那我们也是神也非常祝福马大。如果没有马大的话，我们什么都没有的吃。
And Martha scolded her sister. She wanted Jesus to scold her sister. And Jesus said, no, she chose the better part. So we love you, Martha. Thank you very much. I didn't ask you to do an 8-course Chinese dinner for me. I didn't ask you to do that, but you did. But Mary chose the better part. She sat with me. No words are recorded between them. Whatever they said or didn't say.She's the one that is the winner. She's the winner. Okay.
所以当马大要叫耶稣要叫他妹妹去来帮助他来做事的时候耶稣就跟马大也说了，他说玛利亚他所选择的是上好的所以没有人可以把这个夺去的。
She poured out this expensive perfume on Jesus.You can't get it back once you pour it out on the body. And it was, they estimate it was worth a whole year's worth of paychecks. An entire year's salary, she poured it out on him. Okay?
他这个香膏哈，玛利亚这个献上的这个打破的这个香膏一旦这个瓶子打破了之后，就不能再收回。有估计这算的价值的话，可能相当于一年的工资的这个钱。
Okay, you do the math. Take your paychecks for this year, for the whole year. Take your paychecks.
你想一下哈，如果想一下，如果把你今年一年的你的收入
，and completely give it entirely to Jesus, you can't get it back.Poured into his life because you're eager to bless him. That's what she's doing.
如果想象这个就是拿一年的这个工资来完全的来献给耶稣的时候，这也就是玛利亚在这里所做的。
Her name is never mentioned in this, and he says to her, "Leave her alone. She gets it." She gets my value. She knows I'm going to die. The other that you're arguing about other stuff, she gets it, and she's anointing me before I die. She has caught on, and wherever the gospel is taught, anywhere in the world, they're going to mention this. That is her legacy.
主耶稣在这里对其他人说：“啊，由他吧，因为他所做的啊，要他们啊，其他的人啊，不要难为他，因为他知道嘛，这位玛利亚知道他所做的，他是在告献给耶稣的。”
Brother, it is not about the money, right? It's not about the amount of money that she poured. It's not about the money. It is about the love that she has for Jesus. She has the love that you cannot buy that.You can't buy this. You can't buy it. She is eager to bless Jesus. She gets the importance that he is going to die within a week. She gets that. The others don't seem to get it. She got it, and she just poured her money. She just poured her money and her life out into his care.
在这里，玛利亚她所献上的。不仅仅是我们用钱能够来数算，完全是他的爱，他爱耶稣的他将他一生，包括他自己的生命，也献给耶稣。在这个时候，他知道是为了耶稣，他将要上十字架，他为他所安葬做的预备。
So brothers and sisters, this is very powerful because this is an illustration of what a relationship with Jesus can be like. She gets it.And it's a model for how people can approach Jesus or not.
所以这个是实际上是一个非常好的一个榜样。怎么知道是爱耶稣和耶稣之间的关系他所在这里所做的是也是给我们留下了一个非常好的一个榜样。
That is a lasting legacy, not because she wrote it, but because Jesus.Wrote it. He's writing her legacy for her, that this is the woman who understood I'm going to die in a week, and she's just pouring out her life into me.
玛利亚她在这里所做的所遗留下来的这个我们叫遗产，也好，不是她自己写的，那是主耶稣为她所写的。
And so in ending, it reminds me of the resurrected Christ meeting Simon Peter on the beach.In John 21, 15 through 19, and Jesus asked him the same question three times. You remember that? Peter, do you love me? And Peter missed it three times. He got the wrong verb, and he thought he was saying, do you really like me, or do you want to hang out with me? And he said, if you love me with the divine love that my Father gave, if you love me, here's what I want you to do.I want you to feed my lambs, I want you to tend my sheep, and I want you to take care of my sheep. Small, medium, and aged. I want you to love them and shepherd them. If you love me, do this. And he left it there. Peter didn't have the perfume to pour. What he had was his life. His life. And you know it's recorded. He poured his life out for the Lord. That's his legacy. And we bless him for that.
当主耶稣复活的时候见到彼得的时候，他特别有三次问耶稣问彼得是否爱我彼得一上来可能都没有完全的回答对耶稣想要问他的，但到最后的时候耶稣他回答对的时候，耶稣每一次都说你爱我吗？他说彼得说我爱你喂养我的小羊，然后第二次的时候耶稣又说你牧养我的羊，第三次说你喂养我的羊。所以彼得他虽然没有一个玉瓶的香膏来献给耶稣，但是他却是用他的自己的一生他的一生来献给耶稣。
Right. So Heavenly Father, we pray that the words that you've heard today, if there's anything that's not true or not accurate, would you delete them from our minds and replace them with the truth?Lord, thank you for this passage, beautiful passage about lost and restored, lost and recovered. And I want to thank you for tracking me down and bringing me to you at age 22, bringing me to you for, for the rest of my life. I pray that I will not turn back from you to the world system. And I pray that for the brothers and sisters, they will not turn back to the world system and leave you. So bless now in Jesus' name.
好，我们亲爱的阿爸父神，我们啊，真是感谢你为了今天的信息啊。实际上，如果有错的地方，也请你啊，从啊我们的啊听众的啊里面啊把它去掉啊，让你的话语存留在我们里面。我们也特别的感恩啊，今天的信息，我们失落失丧啊被寻回啊，实在是你自己的工作，你的恩典恩惠。我也为我自己在22岁的时候能够啊被你所拯救回来，我们献上感谢。我也为在这里所在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，还有正在失落中还没有被寻回的，我们也为他们祷告，我们啊能回到神的家里。我们谢谢主，祷告奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
谢谢。